It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
Welcome to a Blessed to Play Collegiate Spotlight Show. Joining me today is Caitlin O'Brien. She's a track and field athlete at Ave Maria University in Florida. And she's quite a good track and field athlete. And in fact, she became the second Gyrene ever to win a national championship, winning the long jump in the NAIA Indoor Track and Field National Championships. She leapt 5.93 meters on her second jump to take home the gold. So we'll talk about this illustrious track and field career at the collegiate level. And we'll also talk what inspires her in her everyday life. I'd like to welcome Caitlin O'Brien to Blessed to Play. Caitlin, thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thanks, Ron, for having me here.
So you grew up in Pewaukee, Wisconsin, and I always like the journey, to hear about the journey, I should say, of an athlete and how they get involved in a certain discipline or sport. And I would say the All-American bug runs in your family. You're an All-American, and your sister is one, too. She competes for the University of Notre Dame in track and field. Just tell us how you were introduced to track and field and how you became so passionate about that sport.
Of course. Okay, so growing up, so I'm actually one of seven. So there's five boys in my family and then two girls. But my dad and my mom were both great athletes growing up. They both played. My mom ran track in mm-hmm. college. She ran at Bowling Green State University. And then my dad actually played football there. And then he later on went to go play pro for a couple years for the Patriots and the Bills. So early on, like when I was super young, my parents have always like, we've always been super, super active. If that was, you know, running in the backyard, playing basketball in the backyard, we were always, always competitive with one another. But my mom, actually, we had these red boxes, we called them. And my mom would set up them in the basement and she would teach us how to hurdle. So we were like four or five hurdling over these, these little boxes. And so it's kind of funny because my sister, she actually just had a documentary about her. It's called Offer It Up. And she talks about her story growing up and everything. And there's like a little video you can see of Jaden and I running with these in between these little hurdles. So ever since I was super, super young, we've always played sports. And we started with soccer. And then in middle school, we did soccer and track. And then high school, I stuck with track and Jaden stuck with track as well. And then basketball, of course.
Now, you mentioned your sister, Jaden, and she's your older sister, and obviously highly touted and very talented track and field athlete at the national level and competed in the Olympic trials. How much of her persistence and a competitive desire fueled you to do what you do and reach the results that you have?
Oh, it's fueled me tremendously, especially in high school. It was a little hard, like so she was a great athlete, of course, her whole life, but she got a lot of spotlight in high school, and so since DSHA, the high school that we went to, was an all-girls school, when she was a sophomore, she won state actually in the 300 hurdles. So, as soon as I came in there, people knew me as Jaden's little sister, and I was like, you know what, I want to make my own name. So I tried my hardest, you know, to make my own name and stuff. But having her Jaden there, teaching me mm-hmm. like the ways and like teaching me like the different workouts and like how to keep your mental health straight, how to keep striving to be better all the time really helped me a lot. And especially we butt heads a little bit in high school just because everyone was comparing us so much. But once college came around, it was like night and day. Like the pentathlon is the people who run the pentathlon and the heptathlon. It's like a different kind of hard, like your body's worn out, your mental health is worn out. And so this past year was my first year doing that. And so Jaden's done that her whole college career. So she knows what it feels like, and I had no clue. And so the first time I did the pentathlon this past indoor season, I called her right away and I was like, oh my goodness, like, how do you do this? And she really helped me out a lot during that. But yeah, we are very, very close. And we always have each other to strive to do better and are always, always there for each other. So
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer. We're chatting today with Caitlin O'Brien. She's a track and field athlete at Ave Maria University in Florida. And you mentioned about the pentathlon, and that's always a fun thing to watch during the Olympics. But those people listening may not know the different elements that compose the pentathlon, and as a pentathlete, you have to compete in those disciplines. Talk about that.
So for the pentathlon, which that's the indoor version of the heptathlon, which is the outdoor version, but the pentathlon includes the 60-meter hurdles, high jump, long jump, shot put, and then the 800-meter. And then the heptathlon are those same events, but you add the 200 and then the javelin. So the way it works is it starts with the 60 hurdles, and then you have, once everyone's done with that, you have 30 minutes in between each race. So then you go to high jump. Once everyone's done, 30 minutes, shot put, and then long jump, and then the 800-meter.
Yeah, so those are very demanding elements that you have to compete in. And as you mentioned before, it's really tough on the body, I'm sure. I want to talk about the national championship and you winning the national championship. You're an All-American as well. But as I mentioned in the opening, you competed in the national championships, I believe, in Gainesville. And you had the winning long jump at that NAIA Indoor Track and Field National Championship, 5.93 meters. First question, in practice, have you attained that result, 5.93 meters? And when did you know? Were you feeling good? Was your adrenaline running? Just talk about that jump that enabled you to take home the gold.
Okay, so first, actually, which is kind of crazy, but so Ave Maria, we don't have a track, unfortunately. We have like, we call it a grass track, but we don't have like the long jump pit. We have a high jump pit that we use in the grass. Mm-hmm. But so we go over to the high school that's like 15 minutes from us. Like we try to get there two times a week. So it was very hard, especially with the pentathlon. It was very hard to do all these different events when sometimes it's hard to get the track because, you know, like it's a high school and they have first priority. So it was always difficult, but it never stopped us. Like we, Bill and I, my coach, we would get there always as, if it had to be early, if it had to be later, we always wanted to get there so I could, you know, work on the different events. But during practice for long jump, I normally in practice, I jump farther than I do in competition. So that's what I'm working on right now is to have that persistent and be, you know, jump farther in practice, but also jump at that far in competition as well. But during the nationals, actually, so I went for the 60 hurdles, the long jump, and the pentathlon. So the first event I did was a pentathlon. So that was that Thursday. And it started off great. But when it came to shot put, I had like a little mental block. And it really like, it hurt my score a lot. And then right after that, I had long jump. Long jump didn't go that great. But I had to keep my head straight. And I actually went to the bathroom and I was calling Jaden. And I was like, what? Like, why is this happening now? Like, this is like the time that I need this. Like, it was crazy. So pentathlon didn't go the way I wanted to go. Mm-hmm. But the next day I had the hurdles in the morning. And then after that, I had the long jump. So my body was extremely tired. Yeah. As you can tell, after the pentathlon, it was already tired. But mm-hmm. the next day is when my body normally hurts the most. It's just sore. And, you know, so doing the hurdles, it was okay. Not the way I wanted to. But I knew long jump was the main race that I knew I had like the biggest chance. So I was coming in, I want to say fourth. I was coming in fourth and I was calling Jaden. I was like, I don't know what to do. Like my body is hurting. And at the time, my left shin was really bothering me. So it was like, I had shin splints, but it was really, really, it was hurting pretty bad. And I was like, there's some practices that I had to sit out. And so I was calling Jaden because once you talk to her, you'll definitely know that she's had a very, like, every single year there's something happened to her with, mm-hmm. You know, injuries and stuff like that. And she's always gone through it. So I was talking to her. I was like, Jane, like, what should I do? Like, what should I put on my shin? Like, what should I do? And she goes, you know what? You need to put your legs up in the air and sit down and have the blood flow and I'll help you. And then she was like, I want you to go to the trainer and ask them to massage your legs because doing that right before the long jump, it'll help you out a lot and make you just more loose. So I did that and felt great after that. And so I was going into the long jump and for some reason, like my confidence, like it was a lot more higher because I felt more confident in myself because I wasn't as sore. Like nothing was really hurting at that time. So I was really locked in and my first jump was, it was okay, but I was behind the board a little bit. So Bill was like, you know what, go up a half a foot. So like 6 inches and try your best and just try to get right on the board. So my second jump, I actually got right on the board with like a hair, like a toenail, I guess you could say, a toenail left on the board before I was scratched, like before I scratched the board. So my coach, he tells me every single time he knows if it's a good jump or not, because there is a section on the sand pit that said it was 19 feet or farther. So when I jumped, I looked at him. I was like, okay, that felt like a great jump. But he didn't really give me the thumbs up. So I was like, shoot, like, what happened? So I go to him, and there's a lady right next to him that was like, yeah, that was definitely a scratch. But then the ref, I guess you could say, but he put a white flag up, which means it was good. So that was, it was insane. That was the winning jump. So I could see my mom on the other side screaming, jumping up and down. So
that's awesome. Thanks for taking us through that in the preparation, a lot of preparation, dealing with adversity, and all that stuff that comes into being the best that you can be as an athlete. All right, let's take a break. On the other side, we'll continue our discussion with Caitlin O'Brien. She's a two-time All-American national champion at Ave Maria University in Florida when Blessed to Play returns right after this.
No one does Catholic radio.
Take two with Jerry and Debbie.
The Miracle Hunter.
Vatican Insider.
Like EWTN.
EWTN Publishing has great summer reading for the whole family. Mother Angelica Talks It Over, Reflections from a Mother's Heart to Yours, weaves scripture, personal anecdotes, and timeless Catholic teachings into deeply engaging stories. It's one of many great summer reading suggestions for you from EWTN Religious Catalog. For more, visit EWTNRC.com today.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer joined today by Caitlin O'Brien, a track and field athlete at Ave Maria University in Florida. And she's a national champion, folks. She took us through in the first half of the show with that important jump that netted her the gold medal, 5.93 meters she leapt. That's quite a jump. And just talk about dealing with adversity in her track and field athletic career. And I know I want to pick up on that theme, because adversity and faith, and to get through those moments as an athlete, even as a person, the two go hand in hand. You've had to deal with stress fractures. You've had to deal with much adversity. But your faith is at the forefront and gets you through things or puts things into perspective. Why don't you give us some insight into that?
I definitely agree with that. So growing up, I have always been Catholic. I went to a Catholic middle school and I went to a Catholic high school, and my parents, they're very, very Catholic. And so am I, of course. And my dad, actually, he starts his own apostolate. It's called Men of Christ. So my dad has always, my mom and dad, both, my mom also does miracles for little kids in my middle school. So she's been doing that ever since my oldest sibling, which he's 24 now. So she's been doing that ever since he was in middle school. So it's awesome that they do that. But especially in college, at first it was a little hard for me to really trust God was the biggest thing for me, because going to Ave, I finished my high school career pretty well, and then I came to Ave, and it was really hard to go to a college and I didn't really have a track, and especially a coach that helped me, especially in, you know, long jump and hurdles and, you know, the different events. Webb is a great coach. He's a, if you don't know who, Coach Webb is, he actually had the national record for, or American record for the mile. So he is a great coach in long distance, but he didn't really know like the sprints as much. So my freshman and sophomore year, it was really hard to trust God. And I was like, why did you want me here? Like, what was the point of me coming here when I could have went to a completely different place and I could have strived there? And I kept talking to my parents about it, and they're like, Caitlin, like, God has great, he has a great journey for you, but you, all you need to do is trust. But it was always so hard for me to do that. But that's where my faith came in. And when I'm at school, I go to confession a lot. Like, I try to go once a month, but especially during track season, I get very stressed out because I just put a lot of pressure on myself when it comes to that. And it kind of just runs my family, honestly. We just all put a lot of pressure on ourselves. And what helps me the most is I go to adoration, and we have these chapels in each of the dorms. There's different chapels. So it's on the top floor, and it's on the fourth floor. So sometimes people are in there, but it's very quiet. And I go in there whenever I'm stressed or right before I meet. And it really calms me down and brings me peace. And sometimes that just is what I need to, you know, help me become, overcome like my worries and my self-doubt. So that is the biggest thing that I do, I would say, is go to adoration and go to confession. And every Sunday when I go to Mass, I pray like two things specifically. I was like, Lord, please help me with my track season. Like, please help me stay healthy. Please help me just have confidence in myself, because it was really hard for me to have confidence in myself when my first 2 years of college, I didn't do what I wanted to do or what I believed I could do. So it was really hard at first, but now Bill was actually, so he was my coach in high school, and we got him down at Ave Maria to coach, and this was his first year coaching. So he helped me out tremendously. He's a great coach, and so is Coach Webb. All of them, they're great. But yeah, I would say trusting God is my biggest thing, and offering up all my pain, especially during my meets. Every meet I have, I either offer it up for a family member that's hurting, or a friend that's hurting, and that's what I do every meet. So it's putting purpose behind the pain.
And you mentioned your head coach, Alan Webb, who is a past guest on this show, and he's was all-American record holder in the mile, I should say. So you have some good track and field coaching there at Ave Maria University. I want to talk about, I know it's a supportive Catholic environment at that school, so just talk about your other teammates, and I know you're traveling with one other, and you're part of that fraternity, if you will, sorority, I should say, in your case. Talk about the support that you have from your fellow teammates.
Oh yeah, the support on my team is awesome. Like, we are all very strong in our faith, no matter if you're Catholic, if you're Christian, we're all very strong in our faith. And before every meet, when we're all together, we say the rosary together to help us all, you know, stay healthy and do our best. And then actually while I'm at the meet, there's one other heptathlete that's with me. Her name's Lucia. And so during each event, especially the 800, because that's the hardest race for me and it's the one I hate the most. So before the last meet, Lucia came over to me and she was like, you know what, we should say a prayer. And so we started saying a prayer, and then there's other competitors that came along with us. And it turned out to be like almost the whole heptathlete or pentathlete group that came and said a prayer with us. And it was really awesome to see, because not all of them were Catholic, but they all had the same purpose and they all want to glorify God and what they do and what they race. And it was really awesome to see. So it's a very great environment to be around, and everyone at Ave is amazing, and we all have the same purpose.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer. We're chatting today with Caitlin O'Brien. She's a track and field athlete at Ave Maria University, a two-time All-American, and a national champion to boot. And, you know, I wanted to talk about competing and where you when you're in the midst of a competition, you're so focused on that. And how do you prepare for a competition to get the most out of Caitlin O'Brien? I know there's the nutritional aspect of that. You're probably strength training, but how do you get in that mindset, that zone, to get the best out of yourself?
So actually I have a Marcos medal that I wear every single day. So, but right before I race, before I get in the blocks, before all of that, I normally touch my Miraculous medal and I look up, and it reminds me that, it grounds me, honestly. Like, it brings me peace and comfort knowing that Mary is with me. She's with me along the ride, and so is Jesus, and so is all of them. But touching that is just like a reminder that they're there with me. And I also have these two bracelets on my hand that I wear all the time. One says believe, and the other one says she believed she could, so she did. And so those have been extremely helpful. I normally touch those two right before I race. It's a reminder that I can do it, and I have confidence in myself that I can do big things. So it's just the reminders that Jesus is there with me and along the road with me too.
Do you set goals for yourself as you go through a season or before the season? How do you go compartmentalize that aspect of your track and field career?
Yes, I do. So my coach, actually, he really helps me out with that. He was like, I have certain times that I want to get for the 100 hurdles. Like, before, since I had a red shirt this outdoor season, I really had big goals for the outdoor season when it came to the hurdles and the heptathlon and long jump. But he has always been the type. He's like, okay, what do you want to get for this season? Let's say for long jump. I want to get 20 plus. Like, that's what I want to get, and I will get that. But for the hurdles, I want to get low 14s or in the high 13s. That'd be great. And for the heptathlon, like, it would be my first heptathlon next season, since I wasn't able to do it this season. And I have big, big goals for that. So really just working on my 800 there, but I have big goals for all of that. And we do that normally before the season starts so we can see the progression.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer. It's a collegiate spotlight show, and we're featuring Caitlin O'Brien, a track and field athlete at Ave Maria University. So you're a student as well, Caitlin. Talk about your major and that aspect of your life, because it's not all about competing. You have another side of you, and you're at a university for a reason, to get an education. So tell us what you hope and plan to do with your future.
So I am majoring in communications, and I'm minoring in marketing. And actually, right now, I have an internship with a minor league baseball team. So I'm doing marketing for them, and I'm the community impact intern for them. So that's ultimately what I want to do. I want to stay in sports. Like, sports marketing is what I want to do, or along that road.
I want to talk about diversity in your life. I mean, what are some of your hobbies? What are those things you like to do? And I also want you to address that you have to be a very disciplined student athlete to do what you're doing. And talk about that aspect of your life in college.
Yeah, the student athlete part is very, very hard, especially this past season. It was very, very strict, since Bill, he has known me ever since I was in middle school. So he knows how I work. And right after I was done with classes, or either before or after, I would do my long runs in the morning or right after. And then that's later that day, like I would say 4 or 5, I would meet with Bill, and then that's when I would do the specific events, like hurdles or shot put or long jump or anything like that. So once I was done with school, then I went straight over to track and got that done too. So it was very disciplined. And I would say my hobbies, I love pickleball. Pickleball and spikeball are probably my two favorite things right now, but I also really like photography.
And coming from Wisconsin, now living in Florida and adapting to that type of climate, I'm sure the beach has been a trip that you'd like to do every so often.
Oh yeah. Coming to Wisconsin is a little different. The weather is a tad bit colder, but it is nice. Wisconsin summers are my favorite. So the beach is always nice. Nothing like Florida, though, that's for sure.
Now, maybe you could offer some advice for some of the young people, the young athletes who perhaps might be listening to the show, or their parents might, but to be a disciplined athlete in college and to just be disciplined in the life that you're trying to lead as far as that as a Catholic. Give us some insight into that.
I would say the Catholic side, I would always say, always ask questions and always trust. God always has a plan for you, no matter if you can see it or not. But trusting in God's plan is the biggest thing and the biggest takeaway that I've always had, because it's always been a little hard for me to trust, because I'm like, I can't see my future, but I want my future to look like this certain way. And that's not always the way God has a plan. So trusting in God's plan is the biggest thing you can do, but also having a relationship with Him is what makes that, you know, come alive. So you need to have a relationship with God and always go to confession and always go to church and just have that close relationship with God. But with track, I would definitely say it's okay to fail. It's okay to try again. And not putting so much pressure on yourself. Mm-hmm. That's something that I've always struggled with, is putting too much pressure on myself and being afraid to fail, being afraid to let people down. And it's your race. It's what you need to do. And it's okay to fail and get back up and do better the second time. Mm-hmm. So always work hard and always have that goal in mind so you can strive to do better.
That's a great point. And that's part of the maturation process that any athlete goes through, that you have to learn how to deal with failure. And I would say, having competed myself, it's how you deal with failure that is going to lead to your success. Have you seen a maturation process in your thinking? I know you have a dad who's a competitive professional athlete. You have a sister who is a competitive athlete. So you've seen them go through that. Talk about that maturation process in yourself.
Oh, yeah, that's a definitely great question. So I would actually say this past season was my hardest season mentally, because coming off of such a high from winning nationals to not being able to compete at all during outdoor season, it was so hard for me to like stay in the game. It's like I like to say, like, it was very hard for me to trust, and it was very, very hard for me to like have confidence in myself, because I would call Jaden all the time and I was like, why is this happening now? I just did great in indoor season, and I was supposed to do great in outdoor season. I had all these goals, and I was like, you know what? I can't keep thinking like this. I can't keep thinking so negative. Like, I have a whole nother year, which I had, I needed an outdoor season to have a full fifth year. So I needed a redshirt outdoor season at some point. And so it was in God's plan that it happened now. Like, mm-hmm. I needed it to happen now. And
yeah,
it was just the way it happened was, it was honestly, it worked out great. But I was so negative at first. I was so angry. I was like, this can't happen now. Like, I just tried so hard. I worked so hard for all this. And it's just, it just came down to nothing. But in the end, it was not nothing. And now I'm training again. And I'm training with Bill here. And but I had to change my mental. I had to change my mental to positive. I was like, you know what? I have a full another year. This is my time to get even better. Because, you know, I wasn't that great in the heptathlon. So I didn't know all the events like I should have. So, or not should have, but it was my first season. So now being able to like really perfect each race and each event, it was just, it was a blessing in disguise that I had to change. I had to change my mental side. I had to be more positive and be more okay with where I'm at. Like, I can't change what I'm doing and I have to be okay with it.
Well, Caitlin O'Brien has been our guest, quite an athlete, folks, a two-time All-American and national champion in track and field at Ave Maria University. And she's definitely motivated by her faith in her everyday life. Caitlin, thanks so much. Really do appreciate it. And that's quite a career. And congratulations to you on all these accomplishments and continue with your athletic career at Ave Maria University, I think, for two more seasons. And thank you for joining us right here on Blessed to Play.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed2play.com. You can like us on Facebook and hit us up on the platform X at Blessed to Play. For Caitlin O'Brien, I'm Ron Meyer. Thanks so much for joining us right here on Blessed to Play.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number two, play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed, the number two, play.com. Join us again next time for...